what gonna hurt you?
If you need a dentist, I'll see you right in.
What would he say?
I ain't gonna hurt you. Sometimes you give him a little piece of candy.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, I didn't go to town, so it what?
I said, I didn't go to town yesterday.
So it, if I ask you, was that you I saw? You'd say no.
Well, it wasn't loving me.
Huh?
I'd say that if I didn't go, I'd say it wasn't loving me. Is that right?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And something people would burn in lamps.
Well,
a long time ago.
I used to burn lamps a long time ago. It was coal oil.
Uh-huh.
Did
you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
Well, I see them take a pour coal oil in a bottle and twist a string and push down it and light it.
What would they call that?
I call it a bottle light, a lamp.
A torch.
A torch lamp.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
A lambeau. Something like that.
Is there a radio station near here?
No, not no near the street, fool.
Yeah. Radio? No. I thought
it was somebody from
the
TV station. The TV station ain't closed here.
No, there's one over there on the bank
road.
The
TCIJ. Oh, there, that's right.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Yes.
As a what?
To pick it by, to get it. She'd take along a little piece of cloth and get to try to find the same description of that little piece of cloth she carried with her.
Say if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Could say very pretty or very...
Very nice looking.
Uh-huh. What else could you say?
She'd have to be very nice looking. She'd say, I believe I get it.
And if you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of cheese or something and they want you to try it, they'd offer you a free
cheese slice.
And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of... What's the can made out of? It's made out of...
tin.
And talking about money, you'd say a dime is worth... how much?
A dime.
Well,
ten cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Say, what would he...
what would he wear if he was going to church?
Well, sometimes he'd wear a suit.
Mm-hmm. If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Well, I don't know about that, because I never did wear no three-piece suit. I didn't never like no there.